Chapter 7. Carl Dahl was a watcher. He never had much to say. He never had any friends. People didn't notice him, as a rule. He had learned long ago to melt into the background. Over the years, different people had given him the nickname Ghost. He had always been pale, with a sort of a strange gray cast to him. His eyes were gray, his skin had a certain grayness to it. Different people in his growing up years had suggested he had maybe gotten lead poisoning or mercury poisoning or some other kind of poisoning. Carl had always figured none of that was the case, else he would have been dead or sickly. He'd been in jail before, a few times. Jail was not a place to draw attention, especially not for men with certain proclivities. After his first brutal experience, he had managed to more or less stay out of harm's way the next time, and the next. But he couldn't be anonymous this time. This time everyone in the jail knew who he was and what he had been accused of doing. Everyone in the place hated him. Guards and hardened criminals alike hated him enough to want to hurt him, kill him. Other inmates spat at him when they got the chance. Some shouted threats. It had been made clear that if he fell into the hands of the general population, he wouldn't come out alive. Today had been worse than most. Judge Moore had ruled on his prior bad acts, as the lawyers called them. News of her ruling had gone through the place like wildfire. The prosecution wouldn't be allowed to talk about anything he'd been accused or convicted of prior to the Haas murders. That would be a good thing for him, except he didn't believe a jury would acquit him, no matter what. One of the guards called him Dead Man Walking, and Carl figured that was about right if he stayed in jail. He had his own cell on the suicide watch row. Still, he didn't feel safe. Jail was only meant to keep the common folk safe from criminals. On the inside, nobody gave a shit if a man lived or died, especially a man like Carl himself. At least he had an attorney who was trying to do a good job for him. Knowing his lawyer would come from a pool of public defenders, Carl had expected the worst, to get some bored and bitter underachiever who would so hate the idea of defending him that he would all but hand him over to the Department of Corrections. Kenny Scott was a decent enough guy. Carl thought Scott almost wanted to believe he was innocent. A guard with a buzz cut and no neck opened the door to the interview room.
"Time's up, Dahl, let's go."
Carl thanked his attorney, shook his hand, and rose from his chair. Scott had come to fill him in on the particulars of Judge Moore's ruling and what would happen next.
"Let's go,"
the guard said in a stronger tone. Carl shuffled out into the hall, his gaze on the floor so as to avoid eye contact. Like wild predators, the guards took eye contact as a sign of aggression and retaliated accordingly.